The Geneva Conference on Laos is scheduled to open tomorrow morning. United States, French, and British delegations are still making firm statements that they will not attend unless they receive certification from the International Control Commission that fighting in Laos has ceased. This will be impossible in any comprehensive sense, since the members of the commission have only been in Laos for a couple of days and have been given the standoff treatment by the communist leaders. As of today, representatives of government and rebels have not been able to agree even on where to meet to arrange a formal ceasefire. Nevertheless, Geneva expects that the commission will report that in substance fighting has stopped and that the conference will begin tomorrow. The communist leaders in Laos are insistent that the government delegates must travel to a communist-held town to discuss both ceasefire terms and arrangements for a proposed coalition government. This is not just a matter of prestige. The communist Pathet Lao Radio declares today flatly that their forces intend to hold every inch of Laos they won before the ceasefire goes into effect. They now control nearly two-thirds of Laos. It is from this position of strength that they are prepared to negotiate at Geneva, join in a coalition government, and even pretend to renounce outside aid and support a neutralist role for Laos. To disarm Western suspicions, they can even make a great show of agreeing to submit the fate of any coalition government to the will of the people of Laos in an early general election. For, as has often been proved elsewhere, in the two-thirds of the country they control, the Reds will be able to deliver 100% vote for the communist rebels. Thus, they will prove by so-called democratic methods that Laos wants to be communist. After all the diplomatic maneuvering is over, that is the end result looming ahead of the Geneva Conference. This is David Wills.